This is Rob Menneker on SNY Sports New York. We're back here in Washington as the Mets are taking on the Nationals. Going to the seventh inning, the Mets are up 5-2. Levon Hernandez has pitched well for the Mets, having that one bad inning in the fourth. Coming now into the top of the seventh inning, the Mets will be bringing up to the plate the bottom part of the order. Brian Schneider's coming up. He's 0-2. He's grounded out twice. Brian's batting .220 with three homers for the season. He'll be a free agent at the end of the year. There's several question marks on the team. Brian takes a strike on the outside corner. Injuries have obviously caused a big problem for the Mets this year. But there's still many question marks that are going on. The pitch by Clippard, and that's fouled straight back. Delgado's a free agent. They've got a question in left field. And the starting rotation has definitely not lived up to expectations. Yoan Santana has under a 3 ERA, while the rest of the starters have a 5.5 ERA. So there's work to be done there. The pitch to Schneider. Strike 3. Swing and strike by Schneider as he walks quietly back to the dugout. That's one away in the top of the seventh inning. And that will bring up the pitcher's spot, Levon Hernandez. Pitch count is not the issue here because he's only pitched 79 pitches going through 6. Levon's also 0-2. He's grounded out and flied out. One of the better hitting pitchers on the staff. And that's a swinging strike. He was looking to send that ball over the fence. Couldn't understand that swing. Levon has had 4 bad starts in a row, losing all 4. He's never lost 5 in a row, so he's hoping to break that streak here. Mets are probably trying to get 7 out of him, saving the bullpen. And that's low. That's a ball. Levon's a professional pitcher. He knows how to get people out. He's not going to blow you away with that fastball, but he'll throw 7 versions of a fastball up and down, in and out, the pitch. Swing and strike, too. He has an 0-2 count on, 1-2 count on him, excuse me. And the New York Mets, in the past 9 games, starters have walked 4 batters, and the relievers have walked 5 batters. And a swing and strike 3. Levon went up there looking for some power and came up empty there. Mets have 2 away with the top of the order coming up, Angel Pagot. Angel, when healthy, has given them good outfield play, has filled in nicely for Beltran, or as good as can be expected. Angel tonight is 2-for-3. He's batting .324, giving him a good leadoff spot with Reyes out. It's been tough for all of them, but Pagan has really shown some life and has given them some excitement. Good outfielder with speed, good throwing arm, fakes at the bunt, takes a called strike 1. Angel was the Met property years ago. Mets this year traded for and brought him back from the Cubs. Actually, that was the last year. Switch hitter, batting left. Pitch. Off-speed pitch drops in for a called strike 2. It's been nice pitching there by Clippard, former Yankee. Keeping the Mets in check, working on his second inning here. And that ball's a little high, and it's 1-2. Pagan steps out of the box, takes a couple of practice swings, back in and ready to go. And that's a swing and strike 3. And that ends the top of the seventh. Coming up will be the catcher Bard, Clippard, or a pitch hitter, and then Morgan. Back after this. Back here in Washington, you get a beautiful view of the Capitol building right from the stadium. It is truly breathtaking. Josh Bard, the catcher's up. He's 2-for-2, 2 doubles, 2 RBIs, batting .269 on the year with a homer and 19 RBIs overall. He's played a good catcher for the Nationals, good defensive catcher, has handled the pitching staff as well as can be expected. And that's a called strike 1 by Hernandez. As Bard has definitely had the advantage over Hernandez today, but Hernandez has won his two games against the Nationals this year. That's an off-speed pitch that's outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Hernandez has certainly had a long, successful career, winning the World Series MVP with the Marlins. Check swing. Is that a strike? Nope. Third base umpire calls it a ball. It's 2-1. Pitched in San Francisco, pitched in Arizona. Man's been around, but he's been somewhat successful wherever he's been. Right now at the age of 38, give or take 2 or 3 years, and that's a swing and strike, and that brings it 2-2. Hernandez, for the most part, has given the Mets an opportunity to stay in the games that he's pitched, and that's what you ask from your fifth starter. If you're going to get 10 to 12 wins out of your fifth starter, that's considered successful. Hopefully Hernandez can hold on to this victory, and that's fouled back as it stays 2-2 to Bard. This most likely will be Hernandez's last inning. He's now up to 85 pitches. Hernandez steps off the mound, walks back, licks his fingers. Everybody seems to have needed a little bit of a break here. Batter's out of the batter's box. Schneider takes the mask off. Unofficial commercial. Pitch by Hernandez. Called strike three on the outside corner. Bard did not like the call. Takes a look at the ump, shakes his head. Son, you better walk away. Could be a short night for you if you don't. Besides, you're going to want that call in the next inning when you're behind the plate. Aflac trivia quiz. What Mets pitcher holds the record for most hits in a season? That's actual hits by the pitcher. Mr. Dwight Doc Gooden, 21 hits in 1985. I'll tell you, the doctor did everything that year. He was the toast of the town. No question about that. That'll bring in a pitch hitter here for the pitcher. Gonzalez takes a ball outside. Excuse me, Anderson Hernandez, batting 254, one homer, 23 RBIs. He's normally the starting second baseman, got the night off tonight, pitch hitting. Swings right through that. He's a former Met, all glove, no bat, but doing a decent job for Washington this year. Still relatively young, I guess, at 26. And that's fouled back, and that gives him a two-strike count. Anderson can play a little bit of short, a little bit of second. Excellent glove. Actually started at second base for the Mets in 2005. 1-2 count to Hernandez. Hernandez to Hernandez. The pitch. Just off the outside corner, bringing the count to a 2-2. This is the first of a three-game series. Inside corner, called strike three. And that's two outs. Hernandez is going through the order relatively quickly. Still under 90 pitches here. Caught him off guard with the inside strike. Beautiful pitch. Brings up the leadoff hitter, Morgan. And Morgan takes a strike right down the middle. That was an 85-mile-an-hour fastball. Morgan is 0-for-3, batting 290. He's done a nice job playing center field since he came over from the Pirates. A ground ball to second base. Castillo up over to Murphy, and that will end the seventh inning. As we go to the top of the eighth, it's the Mets 5, Washington 2.